the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Wednesday to you. Well, it's Thanksgiving Eve, I guess you could say, and it's good to have you listen to the broadcast today. We had our church service last night, which was our worker appreciation service, and my, what a great time it is. We look forward to that time every year, and we had a sweet, sweet time together last night as a church family, giving honor to whom honor is due. Oh, their reward won't come here. We just kind of encourage them and bless them and thank God for them. Their real reward's coming when they see the Lord Jesus. And they serve to hear the well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. But we had a great time together last night. And if you had a service last night, I hope you were there and that you were blessed by it. I hope maybe if tonight you have your service, then you be in your place. And let's make sure we're focusing on being thankful to our Lord this Thanksgiving season. And I'm going to talk about that. Psalm 103, if your Bible's nearby, Psalm 103, the 103rd Psalm, verse 1, David starts out by saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crownest thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Oh, this is David's rejoicing and David's thanksgiving. 22 verses in this, exactly the number of letters there are in the Hebrew alphabet. It's what we call an envelope psalm. In other words, it ends exactly the way it begins. And in other words, the beginning, bless the Lord, O my soul, and it ends with bless the Lord, O my soul. And anytime there's trouble, anytime there's difficulty, you can go to Psalm 103 and just begin to bless the Lord. Notice, here's David's thanksgiving list. The first thing on his list is remission of sins. He says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Iniquities, not just mistakes, iniquities are ingrained perversity, our ingrained bentness of going away from God. And he forgives us. The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath removed our transgressions from us. You know, you can go north and pretty soon you're going to head south. But you can go east and you'll never ever end up going west. You just keep traveling east. There's the north-south measure is finite, but the east-west measure is not. And so, no matter how long we continue, God says you're never going to meet up with those sins again. Your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10:17. There was a wealthy English merchant who lived on the European continent and was satisfied with nothing but the best. This attitude extended even as far as the cars he owned. His pride and joy was a Rolls-Royce coupe that he had owned for years, and they had given him great service all the time. One day, while driving down a bumpy road, his car hit a deep pothole, resulting in a broken rear axle. The owner had the car shipped back to the Rolls plant in England. He was surprised by the quick repair that was performed, yet he received no bill for the work. Knowing his warranty had run out, he expected one. He waited for months, and still no bill came. So finally, he communicated with the company about the bill for his car repair. And again, the response from the factory was immediate. The reply said, "We have thoroughly searched our files, and we find no record of a Rolls-Royce axle ever breaking." Well, there's a case where the integrity and excellence of the company wouldn't permit a flaw in the workmanship or materials to be made known. And the excellence of Jesus Christ and his righteousness does not permit our flaws to be made known to God the Father. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. The remission of sin. That's first on his thanksgiving list. The second was the restoration of health. He forgives our iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. He heals all our diseases. That's an answer to prayer. James 5, remember, talks about confess your sin, confess your fault one to another. But he said, and pray for one another that you might be healed. He heals all our diseases. Now, some diseases are simply brought on by things we're thinking about or things we're worried about. Anxiety, unforgiveness, bitterness, guilt, fear, doubt, anger, jealousy, all these things. In fact, one such man tried 8,000 cases and concluded that 2/3 of that group will recover or improve to a marked extent within 2 years of the onset of their illness, whether they were treated by psychotherapy or not. But he said health officials point out it's difficult to assess the effectiveness of the 250 different psychotherapies now in use. In other words, the main similarity is that nobody does get better. The VA hospital in L.A. worked with 210 patients in Building 206. Building 206 was the end of the line. And previously, there had been an average only 2 releases from Building 206 every year. But after the first year on Dr. Harrington, G.I. Harrington's responsibility program, 75 men were released from the hospital. And next year, he predicted 200 would be released. If he could convince the patients in his psychiatric hospitals that their sins were forgiven, 75% would walk out the next day. Oh, my friend, your sins are forgiven. And that can restore your health. Oh, my friend, it's related. Does your health prosper as your soul prospers? I hope so. Then David said this, I'm thankful and I'm rejoicing at redemption of my life from destruction. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, verse 4. In other words, he redeems my life from going to waste. Going to waste. Listen, the testimony years ago of Irving Fryer, who played for the Miami Dolphins. He was a receiver. He turned his back on the licentious and abusive lifestyle and was born again by faith in Christ. He was preaching at the Missionary Baptist Church in Pompano Beach, Florida. Oh, yes, Fryer said. I knew I was lost. I was driving a bus straight to hell and taking a bunch of fools with me. Football didn't give me peace. Football didn't give me joy. Football didn't give me love in my heart. Football didn't get me off drugs. Football didn't stop me from drinking. But you know what it did? You know who did? Jesus did. Only the truth makes free. He redeems thy life from destruction and then crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, my friend, he doesn't just redeem us from destruction. He gives us his loving kindness and his tender mercies. Oh, listen, let the waters bring forth abundantly, he said in the Old Testament. The Lord hath triumphed gloriously, they sang after he drowned the Egyptian army in the sea. Loving kindness, tender mercies. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It reaches to the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. You can't measure it. You can't ever get around it. Redemption of life. And number 4 on his list, a rewarding, a satisfaction with good things. He said in verse 5, he satisfies my mouth with good things. God gave us things for our pleasure. He gives us all things richly to enjoy. There's much been written about happiness and contentment throughout the centuries. Someone wrote, half the world is unhappy because it can't have the things that are making the other half unhappy. In his latest book, Jumping Hurdles, Hitting Glitches, Overcoming Setbacks, Steve Brown wrote, the most unhappy person in the world is not someone who didn't get what he or she wanted. The most unhappy person is the one who got what he or she wanted and then found out it wasn't as wonderful as expected. The secret of a happy life is not to get what you want, but to be happy and content with what you've got. Most of us concentrate our lives on what we don't have instead of thanking God for what we do have. And then you wake up and life is over and we miss the beauty of the present. Don't focus on what we want rather than rejoice in what we have. The remission of sins. The restoration of health, redemption of life, reward, and the rewarding of life, satisfied with good things, And then, not only that, he said, so that my youth is renewed like an eagle's. He rejuvenates your youth. You know, an eagle remains strong throughout its life. The devil has no happy old people because he doesn't have what it takes to make people happy, especially old people. It's only for a season. Howard Hughes was the wealthiest man in the world in his day. He died at the age of 70 with fame and fortune, all the world had to offer, estate estimated approximately $2.5 billion, but he was rarely seen in public for the last 20 years of his life. He spent those final years mostly in pajamas, living on fudge and cake. He only weighed 90 pounds at his death. Does that sound like a happy old man? No, forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Oh, my friend, don't forget the benefits of God. New York Times called the earthquake undoubtedly the greatest disaster in recorded time. The New York Times described the havoc as covering 45,000 square miles and contained five big cities and a population of 7 million. Other dispatches reported that virtually every building in Yokohama was destroyed. Perhaps three-fourths of Tokyo was burned, and the entire city with its 5 million inhabitants were shattered by the earthquake. A joint survey made by Herbert Hoover and the Red Cross estimated the death toll at almost 300,000, with 2.5 million people homeless. Then came help. America. Food, clothing, medical supplies, volunteer workers came by the shipload. And the American Red Cross collected $10 million from people of the United States for the suffering and homeless. Why? America remembered. America remembered their need, their hungering, their suffering. And the Japanese were grateful. They even put an inscription in writing. They called the words, Japan will never forget. But you know the story, don't you? They did forget. December 7, 1941, it was Japanese airplanes that brought death and destruction to Pearl Harbor. They forgot. But are the Japanese the only ones who forget? Are they the only ones that overlooked past mercies? The Lord said in Jeremiah, my people have forgotten me days without number. God bless them, but they forgot God. Oh, help us. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. For remission of sin, for restoration of health, for redemption of life, for rewarding life, for rejuvenated life. Oh, my friend, God is so good. God is so good. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Let's give thanks unto the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Today, tomorrow, this week, really, has been Thanksgiving week. And I pray these things have been a help to you today to focus in on what we ought to thank God for. That's David's list of Thanksgiving. Well, tomorrow will be Thanksgiving Day, and we'll be on the radio, and we look forward to meeting with you, and we'll look a little bit at the Psalm of Thanksgiving. That's Psalm 100, something you might read together as a family on Thanksgiving Day, and I hope you can join us for the broadcast on Thanksgiving Day. All right, and until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. smile.